I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
You're locked on to Hans Olsen and Scotty Chin.
That's right, yeah!
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Show.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, kicking off your 2 o'clock hour, final hour of the show.
Would that be one of the most shocking moves in all of sports if we just watched LeBron play his last game? Would that be more shocking than Tom Brady, the first retirement before he came back?
No, because it made sense with Tom Brady. I don't know, because we've been led to believe for so long that LeBron wants to play with his kid.
And what was Tom, 42?
Yeah, I mean, Tom was well into his 40s. So that one made sense. It was more shocking when he came back than when he retired.
Yeah.
So I would be absolutely shocked. Now, you and I have talked about this. Like, we understand his mindset. I don't think he had some like, oh, I'm going to get all the clicks and I'm going to get all the attention on me, blah, blah, blah. I think he was, if you hear the comments, and maybe, hey, Lloyd, why don't you cue those comments up again from LeBron? I think this is LeBron just sitting at a mic and just spewing out words on how he was feeling right then. And again, let's go to last night. You judge for yourself. Does this seem like a calculated comment by LeBron, or is it just a guy that's old and tired and isn't sure if he wants to do this anymore?
Well, for me, I mean, I just... You know, it's all about availability for me and keeping my mind sharp and things of that nature. Being present on the floor, being present, you know, locker room and bus rides and plane rides, things of that nature. It's challenging. It's challenging, you know, for sure. It was a very challenging season, you know, for me, you know, for our ball club. And obviously, you know, we know what went on early on or whatever the case may be, but. It was pretty cool ride. But I don't know. You know, I think it was okay. I don't like to say it's a successful year because I don't play for anything besides winning championships at this point in my career. And you know, I don't get a kick out of making a conference appearance. I've done it a lot. And it's not fun to me to not be able to be a part of, you know, getting to the finals. But we'll see. We'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, a lot to think about.
So, to me, that sounds like a guy that, again, is tired, as you mentioned, in a lot of pain, and just got embarrassed getting swept and is making a lot of, you know, going through a lot of introspective thoughts about, is this what you want to do? Because I got to imagine at the end of every football season, you're beat to hell. Mm-hmm. You're tired. Mm-hmm. And you're like, do I really want to do this? Because you know all the work that has to go in the off season and all the meetings and the training and conditioning. And you can't get loose at the family barbecue because, you know, you got to make weight or whatever. You know, all that stuff that you have to do as an athlete. And you're poked and prodded. You got to make sure you're ready for summer conditioning and the conditioning tests when training camp starts. And mm-hmm. You just want to have a month to yourself to not worry about all this stuff. And all of that is just weighing down on him right now. And so, yeah, I think it's natural to be like, I'm going to think about it. I'm going to spend some time. I'm going to think about it. And then when June, July rolls around, you can be like, okay, yeah. I'm doing this again. But as of right now, I can totally think it's safe to say he's thinking about retirement. I don't think it'll happen. I would be shocked if it happened, but I think it's safe to say he's considering it.
But his mind has to be rolling over the interest of it.
Oh, yeah. He's been doing it for, you know, what is this, his 19th, 18th, 19th season?
And then 20th season.
And if you add all the 3 years of playoff basketball, I mean, we added it up. He's played nearly 3.5 full NBA seasons just in playoff games. Those are 23 regular seasons on those legs. And I could understand where he'd be like, you know what? I'm just going to go and be an actor or do this and I'll do other things.
Because money doesn't interest him anymore. You wonder if your body can do it.
Yeah.
You got to imagine that maybe he doesn't think Darvin Ham has it in him. Maybe he doesn't believe that the Lakers organization has the right brass to make the moves to try to get him the pieces so that he can make another run. I don't think it's money that turns his dial anymore. Even with $50 million sitting on a player option in 2 years or $48 million sitting there for him next year, I don't think that moves the dial for him. I think winning championships moves the dial. And I don't think he sees himself with the ability to drag people. He had to have been looking at his 40 points, whatever, 11 rebounds and 9 assists or whatever his line was last night.
Averaged. And that's what he averaged. He averaged over 40, 10, and 9 for the series.
He's got to be looking at that thinking, I can't do any more than that. In fact, I know I can't do that. I don't want to do that anymore. Because there were parts of that series, there's been parts of the season where you felt like LeBron was trying to get away from being LeBron James and being able to just be a teammate that can contribute, that can get guys set in the right place and not have to drag everybody along. So I'm sure that he's just weighed down. He's in pain, probably sees his kids growing up and thinks, how can I be a part of their lives? And that's embarrassing. A 0-4 sweep in the Western Conference Finals is embarrassing. At least he sat down with the media. That's more than you got from some guys.
Ja Morant, Dylan Brooks. You go through the list of guys that decided to not want to chat with people.
Walk right past the media.
Yeah.
On their exit. We've said this before. LeBron has done almost everything right. He's jumped into the political realm, and when you do that, you're going to have 50% of people that hate you and 50% that are glad that you spoke up.
Yeah.
But he spoke up on so many different things that it was 50% here and 50% there, and it probably whittled it down to 5% that actually give two craps about what he has to say politically.
Yeah.
Which in modern day, it ticks people off and they write you off. So he probably doesn't have a lot of people out there that truly loves his political views. But how can you not love him as a father?
Yep.
How can you not love him as a competitor, as a husband? He's done everything right.
Never been arrested. No controversies, no scandals.
No, he's done everything right.
When the biggest on-court or off-court scandal that he's dealing with, well, on court, is that he flops every now and then and says he doesn't flop. That's what you're dealing with, you know? And again, he's a little hokey with what he says on social media. And yeah, you can be upset with the political stuff. But if that's the worst of it, he's not waving a gun around on an Instagram. He's not roughing up his wife or his kids. He's not no DUIs, no Aspen issues like Kobe. Like I know for some reason this dude is a lightning rod and everybody really loves him or they really hate him.
Yeah.
But outside of the fact that he said something politically that you don't like, he hasn't given you a lot of ammunition.
Yeah. And for some, Scotty, that's enough.
Yeah, that's true.
For people just to hate him.
Yeah.
And that's one thing Michael Jordan didn't do. He just didn't get into that realm.
Yeah.
He just played it very even, and that's why probably will always be considered the GOAT, at least until our generation dies.
It's fair.
I mean, our generation growing up with him, we were all in love with him.
Yeah.
But LeBron James does things right. And I think, just in watching him, I actually think that he's really come around to the world of being a great teammate. I can have people flame me for that. I actually think he's trying to get his team involved.
Yeah.
He's trying to be the assist guy. He doesn't come across as a Russell Westbrook to me.
Nope. Nope.
So, number one, I would set his chance of actual retirement below 20%. I do think that he was thinking out loud. I do think he's probably got some thoughts of, do I really want this in my life? I think he'll come around and understand that he's still going to be one of the top 20 players in the NBA. Probably more one of the top 10 players in the NBA.
I would say that.
And I don't think he wants to end his legacy with an 0-4 sweep in the Western Conference Finals.
Can't imagine.
I know it's really hard to dictate how your career ends, but if I'm LeBron James, an 0-4 sweep, being completely dominated by Murray and Jokic, it's not the way I want to go out. It's not the way I want to exit.
But if you can't foresee a route in the future that would be any different than what he saw or what he just went through, like, I get it. Like, you don't want to end that way. You want to be like Peyton Manning or John Elway or Jerome Bettis or Ray Lewis, those guys that walk off the court with a championship and say, yep, that's it, I'm out.
Yeah.
But if I'm LeBron, I'm looking at that team and I'm saying, okay, what can we add and what flexibility do we have to put a team together so that that's not going to happen again? And I do think there's ways to do that. Look, Kyrie Irving, love him or hate him, Kyrie Irving's a great player. Kyrie Irving may be able to be had. Who knows?
Yeah, and who knows what's going to happen with Golden State? Because I still think Golden State's going to melt down a bit.
Yeah, and he just bounced, and he's thinking, I just knocked Golden State out of the playoffs.
Yeah, and maybe he could join forces and maybe he can team up and...
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
And grab some pieces
off. Klay Thompson comes over or something.
Yeah, Draymond or something that really fits with LeBron, and they want to make a run at a championship. I can't imagine Kyrie Irving and LeBron end up together. I think that would be a very poor decision. I think that wouldn't go the way they think it would go.
Yeah.
They don't own the league anymore. They don't control the league anymore. That goes to Nikola Jokic. That goes to Joel Embiid. That goes to a handful of guys that aren't them anymore. I almost feel like Kevin Durant has lost the ability to control his future.
I would agree with that.
On the court.
Yeah.
Probably still rests a bit with Steph Curry. He's still in his prime and still incredible. So Tom Brady wins a Super Bowl. We all think he's going to retire. Gets drunk, throws the Lombardi trophy from one boat to the other. And a Tom Brady that we've never seen before retires, comes back out of retirement, gets divorced, and then it was a tank of a season, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Not great.
It wasn't a good season.
No.
And he left on a poor season. I wonder if you asked him, if you could go back, would you take that season back? Would you make the decision to?
I think he does.
I think he's done.
Probably cost him his marriage. Now, maybe he maybe he didn't want to be married anymore. Maybe that was his decision. Didn't sound like it. I don't know a lot of dudes that would willingly get divorced from Giselle, but who knows? Maybe that was his call. I don't know.
But as you mentioned, with retirement, it's no longer set in stone. You don't carve it in stone. He could say, I'm done. He could come out with a social media post and think the Lakers organization and Lakers fans and the Cleveland organization and Cleveland and Miami fans and the support and love. And I still won't buy it until the season comes and goes and then the following season comes and goes.
But
he's 38.
Yeah. Takes the year off, somehow negotiates his way out of his contract with LA.
He'd be 39.
And then Bronny gets drafted by the Jazz a year from now, and he signs with the Jazz, and off we go.
LeBron, Bronny, and Lowry.
Does he pull a, let's say the Jazz are picking number one overall, and Bronny's the number one overall pick. Like, everybody's no. Like, it's the guy. Do they pull like a...
Just to get LeBron.
What's his name? No, I'm just saying, let's say Jazz have the first pick, and Bronny's the consensus number one pick.
Yeah.
Do they pull a, what's Peyton Manning's brother's name? Eli. Do they pull an Eli and say, no, we're not going to Utah?
Jeez, I don't know. I don't know if that's possible in the NBA, is it?
I don't know. I
don't think it's possible.
There's a guy that would have the power to do it. It might be LeBron.
Do you think Bronny plays a minute in the NBA?
Bronny?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, he'll be a high lottery pick. We'll see.
We'll see. Who would we just were talking to a guy that was
Scott
like...
Wolf. Yeah, Scott Wolf said he may not start, but he'll start. Yeah, at USC.
Because he's being paid to start.
Yeah. I did read something the other day that the next son is the one that everybody's keeping an eye on. Not Bronny. I don't know the next kid, but they're the ones that he's apparently
the one. Because Bronny didn't get the height.
Yeah. This next one apparently is the one that all the GMs are keeping a close eye on. Bryce?
Yeah, he just transferred.
Yeah, left this Sierra Vista is going somewhere else. All right, 226, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Coming up next, we'll spin the wheel. We'll get another edition of Sports Roulette coming your way. Also, wrap this thing up, get you ready for Unrivaled, coming up at 3 o'clock with Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey. You're going to be hanging out with Jake Scott tomorrow from 11 to noon. I'm going to be with him on Friday from 11 to noon as Ben Anderson's out enjoying a nice week, well-deserved vacation. And, there's all kinds of good stuff coming up this week.
I think Ben's having himself a really fun vacation.
I talked to him yesterday.
Is he having a good time?
Sounds like he's having a really good time. By the way,
did he take the camper out?
That's a good question. I do not know. I didn't ask him about that. It was work related. By the way, and I've not told Lloyd this. I've not told you this. This feels like a newsy week this week. This feels like something could happen this week. Just saying.
Is this a Pac-12?
I don't know. It just feels like a newsworthy week.
I want to know what kind of news we're looking at, potentially.
Just think there's...
Are you burnt out on this Pac-12 stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm done
so
with it.
Burnt out over all of it.
Go to the Big 12. Go to CW. Go to Ion. I don't care. Just be done with it.
Break up and leave. Fine.
You see the stuff out of... I got the Washington State stuff on the roulette wheel.
Good.
There's some stories coming out of Wazoo that's not good.
Yeah, there was some real damage that's done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Structural damage.
Larry Scott may be the most damaging figure in the history of collegiate sports.
Might be.
All right, Jeff Donovan joining us right now here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Employee Retention Credit, that's ERC. It's money out there. It's available for business out there that qualify. And Jeff's here to help you find out whether or not you qualify. And he's bringing a lot of money back to the Wasatch Front. Jeff, thanks for joining us again. And let's talk about the qualifications for whether you've got a business, whether you got a church, charter school, daycare, nonprofits. What do people need to do to qualify for this?
Yeah, thanks for having me again. The key to the answer you just asked about these different organizations is the common theme is you have to have W-2 employees, and you need to have at least 5, but up to 500. And if you do and you qualify, you can receive up to $26,000 per full-time employee. And again, this is a payroll tax refund. It's not a loan like PPP. But even if you got PPP, you can still get the ERC, not as much as the $26,000, maybe $15,000 to $20,000. But if you didn't get PPP, you can get up to $26,000 per full-time employee.
And that's all the information that you'll sit down with everybody that calls in at 801-895-3777. You're able to sit down with everybody, go over everything, and really lay out if somebody's got a case or not.
Yeah, and actually, just to clarify, I actually do it through the phone, so they can call me. I may be in St. George or in Bountiful, either home, but it'll be a phone call we'll do, and we'll go through and discuss your business and how your business was negatively impacted by COVID restrictions, and if it qualifies, then you have that potential to receive a significant amount of money, and it's all based on how many employees you had.
A lot of national companies that are trying to do this. There's a lot of people that are inundating businesses. I think the important thing here, Jeff, is that you charge less. In fact, you don't charge at all unless somebody gets a check back from the government. And you're local. I mean, you're going to be like when you call that number, you're calling Jeff. You're not calling somebody else that really doesn't know anything. You're talking to the man directly.
Yeah, you're talking to me, nobody else. If I don't answer, leave me a message and I'll call you back. I just had a caller call. In fact, he's on hold right now while we're doing this. He called me and I was actually on hold talking to another zone caller and I called him back. And so, yeah, it'll be me that you'll be working with. And again, I love helping businesses get these refunds, and it's just a joy to help people and help businesses get these refunds.
If you're not sure if you qualify or not, there's one way to find out. You call Jeff right now, 801-895-3777. It's 801-895-3777. That's your money. Go out and get it. 801-895-3777 right here on The Zone.
Your home for Real Salt Lake is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
RSL beat Colorado on the weekend 3-2. The same two teams match up Wednesday night in the U.S. Open Cup. Winner to the quarterfinals. Pre-game show starts Wednesday night at 7. First kick at 8 here on The Zone.
Catch every moment of every RSL match right here on your exclusive home of Real Salt Lake. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
The wheel is loaded, and it's time to talk some sports. This is Sports Roulette with Hanson Scotting on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hanson Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Trying to find my computer's frozen, a little bit frozen up here. Lloyd, apologize. All right. Ethan Millard with Teton Wealth will be live in studio with Unrivaled coming up on Wednesday to help you with your retirement plan. Tune in or visit retireteton.com.
So Colton sent a tweet and he said, since the 60s, there has been that dominant person to be in the GOAT conversation. Bill Russell, then Kareem, then Magic and Bird, then Jordan, then Kobe, then LeBron. If LeBron James leaves the game, is there a GOAT in training? Is there somebody that will continue the conversation? Because I sure don't see it.
Well, Kobe and LeBron, I mean, it's not like Kobe passed the baton to LeBron. Like, those guys overlap by a good chunk of their career. Kobe came in 98 and LeBron was in 2003. So there's only 5 years separating them. I'd say it's probably Steph, even though Steph and LeBron overlap by quite a bit.
And Kobe and Michael overlapped.
Not as much.
For what, 6 years? 5 years?
Well, Kobe came in, I think his first year was Jordan's last year with the Bulls in 97, 98. And then And then they overlapped a few years when he was with the Wizards. So not much. But, I mean, Jordan and Magic and Bird overlap by quite a bit. So I'd say, I don't know. Who do you feel like is the next up and... I mean, is it Jokic?
I just don't... I don't think there is one.
Yeah, but he's like... For some reason. Okay, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Like, he's like Tim Duncan. It's not flashy.
Yeah.
Like, there's not that... It's like, wow. And the thing is, he's going to sneak up on you, and you're going to see these numbers. You're going to be like, wow, that's unbelievable what we just watched with him.
Huh. That's a good question.
I don't think that there is one. I think what I responded is we won't have a prospect on the court for at least the next 5 years because...
Is it Victor?
Victor will be the next... Keep your eye on him to do great things. But in order to be the GOAT, you're going to have to fill an entire hand with rings. You're going to have to be insane in finals play. I've always felt like it's going to have to be a front court player or a back court player. I don't feel like, and I know Jokic is a front court player, but it feels like your forwards or your guards are the ones that go out. They're the flash. They're the pizzazz. And I don't know what exactly ends up happening with Victor, but his build and his hype could lead to something like that. But it's not Kevin Durant. I don't think Steph Curry has it. I don't think Steph Curry will ever be in the GOAT conversation. But then there's an aspect of the GOAT conversation that is inexplicable. It's you can't really put it into a conversation.
Yeah.
It's not tangible, whatever it is. Whatever it is about Michael Jordan, it's all-encompassing. Guy built the Jordan brand.
Yeah.
Every time the guy was in the finals, he would lead in scoring and he'd win the series. He was just different.
Yeah.
I don't think Steph will ever be there.
It's good. That's fair.
I don't think Luka will be there.
Yeah.
I don't think Jokic will be there. I don't think that guy, the next GOAT conversation, I don't think he's currently in the NBA.
Hmm. All right, Lloyd, fire up that wheel.
Trouble in Pullman.
All right, this is coming from Brett McMurphy, and I'll just read this verbatim. Washington State President Kirk Schultz said Washington State Athletics will, quote, have temporary freeze on all current and future vacant positions until further review, as well as a pause on all non-essential travel, purchases, and new professional development. This is all because of a significant decrease in Pac-12 revenue distribution as a result on overpayments from one of the conference media partners that must be resolved. Also, relocation of the Pac-12 headquarters out of San Francisco exceeded budget projections as well. Additionally, Washington State projects the Cougar Athletics exceeded its expenditures for its year for the year due to inadequate documentation of revenues and expenses. So this is a perfect storm at Washington State. Some of it their own fault, some of it other people's fault. So number one, they're in a financial just crisis because of number one, they've got to, you know, they're going to lose money because they've got to, the Pac-12 has to pay back their over received money from their media partners. Number two, the Pac-12, and this is something that hasn't been talked about, but they are ripping the Pac-12 headquarters out of San Francisco. Apparently, there's lease issues that they didn't know about, and breaking those leases is costing tens of millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And then number three, they just didn't, apparently somebody's cooking their books there at Washington State. They spent more than they brought in, and they're in a whole world of hurt. And then also, too, and this isn't talked about, but I think a lot of these universities in the Pac-12, over the last couple of years, knowing that this new TV deal was about to happen, were spending fat and, they're getting a little fat and sassy out there, feeling like they were going to get this windfall of money. And then all of a sudden, USC and UCLA leave. And then all of a sudden, the economy hits and all these networks are tightening the purse strings.
ESPN is firing 6,000 people.
And there's no big fat contract anymore. And they're like, oh, we were spending thinking that money was coming in and it's not. And oh, no, we are in trouble. Mm-hmm. I got to imagine things at Cal aren't good as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of problems going on right now at Washington State.
And those are all indicators of deeper problems with the Pac-12.
Yes.
I think, just to add on to your list, I think they're still paying Larry Scott, too.
Yes.
I think he's still owed money that they're all having to pull together to pay.
What an evil genius with his contracts. Jeez. Evil genius.
Larry Scott. Now, I think Utah fans should be a little bit careful when they rip on Larry Scott, because I don't know if Larry Scott, if Larry Scott's not the commissioner of the Pac-12, I don't know if you get into the Pac-12. But with that said, Larry Scott just absolutely destroyed the Pac-12.
If you had to be the most hated person in America, but you were making $7 million a year.
Hate away.
Could you cancel out the noise? Because your kids are going to see that their dad is being mocked every single day.
Guess what? We're moving to Spain. We're moving to Switzerland. We're moving to New Zealand. Find a beautiful country you want to move to or you want to live in, and we're going to move there. And get off social media, and we'll be just fine. We're going to be just okay. Don't worry about it.
Because that's where he's at. He knows everybody hates him.
Yeah.
He knows that he just sank.
He may 100 years of Pac-12 history, and Larry Scott may have just destroyed that conference.
This leasing agreement that he got him into in San Francisco from the very jump was a terrible idea. The amount of money that they were spending just in rent, just in facilities, is astronomical. The amount that was just being thrown into a building and a place in an area in the country, and the amount of money that those universities missed out on because they're cutting a check so that Larry and his crew can sit in some fancy smancy office in the most expensive part of the country.
Yeah.
It was at the time. Yeah. I don't know if it is anymore, but it was at the time. The fact that he was blowing that kind of money and the fact that they had that overhaul of payment, I don't know. Scotty, I don't know how universities plan for this. I don't know how they repair it. At this point, they can't really rely on or count on this new TV deal to give them the money to repair it. There's probably a lot of desperation. And those presidents and athletic directors that green-lighted, checked off on, and allowed development when they were banking on money, shame on them. Shame on them. And I don't know if you can go to the university. I don't know if there's endowment bailouts. I doubt it. I don't know how that stuff works. I know some of these universities have insane amounts of money that are hanging out there for academics or, you know, whatever it is. I don't know if the university bails out an athletics department or how that works.
I don't either.
But it might have to be the case in some of these instances.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. I don't know if you can go to the academic end and be like, hey, can you spare $384 million? Or whatever it is.
Some of them do.
The amount of trouble that
some of the universities do. And I know that's happened and that happened a lot during COVID, where some of these universities were just in a really bad place. And sometimes the university goes, okay, look, we're going to get you squared away, but you got to get your crap together.
Yeah.
But we'll see. All right. One more, Lloyd, spin it.
Special teams. More like boring teams.
How about this? NFL owners' hands voted today. It's a one-year trial of an enhanced touchback rule. And this is like college, where the receiving team, let's say that the ball hangs in the air and the receiver takes it at the one-yard line. He can now fair catch it at the one and get the ball taken at the 25-yard line. So on a kickoff in the NFL, now this is the rule in college as well, you receive it at the 5, put your hand up in the air, you don't have to return it. It'll be taken at the 25-yard line. It's a one-year trial. It'll be tried this year. It's all about priority on player safety. I think we're probably getting to the point where we're eliminating kickoffs altogether.
It's getting pretty close.
I don't hate it. It hasn't bothered me in college.
What bothers me is when you're watching an NFL game, they take the break after the score. They come back for the kickoff. Then they take the break between the kickoff and getting that offensive possession going. And all you see is a kickoff that goes out of bounds.
Yeah.
If you're not going to make that an interesting play, then don't take the break. Come back and take the break.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly on that.
And you know what I'm talking about with the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
They love to do that. It's like their timing, the way they fit their spots in and pay the bills. But yeah. It drives me bonkers because it's become such a boring play. I don't care if you do take it out. I did see a study that the NFL did that they've reduced concussions by 15% with some of the measures that they've taken with special teams.
That's a good chunk of change.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. You think those are...
If it's accurate.
Yeah, that's what I say. You think that's a legitimate?
Don't know. That's a tough thing to gauge.
Who's putting those numbers out there?
I mean, Tua accounts for like 17 of those. Does he can't just count once?
Can you take the outliers out?
The outliers.
All right. Hands of Scotty, 247. We'll wrap this thing up when we come back. Hands of Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Your home for Real Salt Lake is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
RSL beat Colorado on the weekend 3-2. The same two teams match up Wednesday night in the U.S. Open Cup. Winner to the quarterfinals. Pre-game show starts Wednesday night at 7. First kick at 8 here on The Zone.
Catch every moment of every RSL match right here on your exclusive home of Real Salt Lake. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Looking for the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah,
we've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the Sports Zone.
Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them see we're crazy.
Oh, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Man, I'd lose you in commercial breaks. You start watching cooking videos.
Don't even need a VPN for that. No legislature against that. That's a good.
Even Jeremy knew what you were saying. He made him
cooking.
Laugh.
Oh man, I see you watching. You're watching your cell phone and video, and I'm like, what are you watching over there? And you are just like dialed in. I'm like, are you watching some? Is this not something? And it's like about making ice cream sandwiches.
It's an ice cream cake out of ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, you could not be more happy about what you did.
I'm so excited to make this. She did a Oreo cookie crust, and she on the outside she did.
I'm crying.
She used ice cream sandwiches, and then she used a cherry filled ice cream to fill in the cake, and it looks amazing. I'm so excited about it.
Oh, you're sweating.
I am sweating.
Beads of sweat from your forehead.
I am sweating. But that is fantastic. Do you watch a lot of cooking videos?
You know, a lot of barbecue videos. I watch a lot of barbecue videos. I'm not going to lie.
I'm 24/7 on the food. So, you know, you go to like the Instagram and then you go to the search. So like I hit Instagram search and you can see here that it's all just cooking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
It's just a lot of cooking. See all that?
Yep.
Some farming and some ranch stuff.
Yeah.
But... mostly cooking.
Mostly cooking. Yep. That's awesome. Oh. Dude, my wife, like, she was like, what are you looking? I'm like, this is barbecue. This guy's got this, I've been watching a ton of videos on these guys that are doing these barrel drums for barbecue.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I'm obsessed with watching these guys on how they're cooking ribs now.
You were getting after Steve a little bit from the pit stop. You were like, Steve, come on.
Tell me
you
about these things.
You can't tip your rib up right and have it down by the colon, get it even cooked. And he's like, well, you know, actually.
Actually, you can. Learn something new every day.
Sure doesn't seem right to me.
All right. Hans and Scotty wrapping up another edition of the show. Love chatting with Jeff Donovan. Jeff, I mean, there's so many people you've helped that own businesses. And let's be honest, these last 3 years have been pure hell on a lot of businesses out there. A lot of charter schools, daycares, nonprofits, charter schools. They've all been beat up pretty good with COVID and supply chains. And now it's time to get some money and help them out a little bit. And you can help out with these ERC programs that are giving money right back to these people.
Yeah, you said it so well. Businesses have been beat up and businesses, you know, suffered greatly through the pandemic. And some businesses did okay, but they could have done better. And the Employee Retention Credit refund program is a payroll tax refund program for business owners who suffered during the pandemic. And again, some of the business owners I helped get ERC refunds actually did fine, actually did better. Their sales and business grew. But the key is, could your business have grown more? Had you not had supply chain disruptions, had your business customers that you have not been negatively impacted, which impacted your business negatively, could your business grown at least 10% more than it did? So if you believe your business could have grown at least 10% more than it did, whether it went down or up because you had disruptions because of COVID, you ought to give me a call because I can help you get up to $26,000 per full-time employee.
You've helped Zone listeners get nearly $9 million, and that's just Zone listeners in the last 60 days. Overall, $25 million that you've been able to help people put money right back in their pockets so they can invest right back into their businesses. Got to imagine, you know, from a personal standpoint, you enjoy these success stories. This has been fun for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's been a blast. In fact, I've had two. In fact, I just finished a phone call with a gentleman that called me. He wasn't sure if he'd be the right fit. We had a great conversation about his business definitely fitting, and I think the world of the guy and can't wait to meet him in person. So, yeah, this is a joy, and I love doing this and helping businesses and listening to each person's story and seeing if they're the right fit, and it's amazing how the relationship grows from there.
So Jeff's ready to help you out, 801-895-3777, and we can't stress this enough, Jeff. The consultation's free, the conversation, the phone call's free. You don't charge a dime until you get that check back from the government, and you charge a whole lot less than a lot of other people, too.
We do. On average, we're 40% less than other advertisers on KSL and other radio stations. So we have a very competitive pricing program. And like you said, we don't charge anything until you get your checks from the IRS.
801-895-3777. That's 801-895-3777. Jeff, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Scotty. And thanks, Hans. Good to be with you guys.
Jeff Donovan, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.